This is Josh Levy, political podcaster for NPR's Sunday Soapbox. Today I'll be talking about the Twittering class and the primaries. While many political junkies are used to following election results on TV, with news anchors reporting the news in a more or less orderly fashion, many online politics hounds need a quicker fix. For some, that means using Twitter. Twitter is a microblogging site on which users post short messages or tweets of no longer than 140 characters, usually about what they're doing. That's it. Once you have a Twitter account, you follow other Twitterers, getting regular updates that can be a curious mixture of the profound and the mundane, the useful and the pointless. One Twitter friend recently wrote, "No sticky note announcing package delivery. 52-inch television dream deferred a day." So why would anyone want this kind of distraction? Amazingly, hundreds of thousands of people are already using the site every day, many of them for politics. And on a night like Tuesday night, when much of America was pressed up against TV and computer screens awaiting the latest primary results from Pennsylvania, folks were using Twitter to get the news before anyone else. While much of the country looked to Chris Matthews or Tim Russert for election updates, Twitterers received results and analysis from feeds like Campaign 2008, produced by Virtual Vantage Points, Election Journal, which was on the ground in Philadelphia looking for voting irregularities, Vote PA, which aggregated everyone else's Pennsylvania-focused tweets, and perhaps the most valuable resource, our friends and colleagues, many of whom provided a constant stream of spin, dissection, and interpretation as the voting results poured in. For me, the choice was clear. I could bore myself to death watching network anchors commit empty chatter while waiting for the results, or I could dip into the Twitter stream and discover stats before they did, all the while engaging in a conversation with my peers about it all. Not much of a choice, really. Twitter is also simply a way to vent and to play. As my colleague Mika Sifri says, it's a place where we shoot digital spitballs from the back of the electronic classroom. Other webby ways to watch the election include using Google Maps to track the local poll results. Election Journal's website, which includes video and text updates about voting abuses direct from Philadelphia, and of course, the many liberal blogs like Daily Coast, MyDD.com, and Talking Points Memo, which were all devoted to parsing out polling results and adding some sanity to the cable news cacophony. In the end, the results were the same. Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama by about 10 points, gaining about 7 pledged delegates in the process. Professional prognosticators like NBC's Chuck Todd may not think Hillary has a chance despite her win, but the campaign is nonetheless moving on to Indiana and North Carolina. Twitter, till we meet again.